In this quiet and serious classroom in the eastern suburbs of Johannesburg is what may be the future of South African football. Like in Tlatla and Kosi, several of the students are part of a top-class football academy called Diambars, which is located in the school. The philosophy of Diambars is to use football as a driving force to education, says Djelul Hafshi, a former professional football player from France who co-founded the academy.
We decided to give back to Africa and to try to promote education. And one of the ways to do this was to establish academies. We know that all of them won't be able to become football players, maybe 15-20% of them, and the rest needs to have an alternative career.
The Diambars Academy was created in Senegal 10 years ago and opened an academy in South Africa in 2010 to enjoy the spotlight brought by the Football World Cup that the country was hosting. Today there are 50 students, aged from 13 to 15, enrolled for 5 years of training. Most of them come from disadvantaged backgrounds and were first and foremost chosen for their football talent. They're bored at the school and only go home during the weekend. Nkata is 14 and has been playing football since he was 7. He has been raised by his single father, who had no idea that his son was so gifted. When the academy staff told him his son has been accepted, it came as a surprise.
Okay, bye. Yeah.
These are the tournaments, these are the medals that I got over the years, league matches, league finals and cup finals.
I myself was like, wow, I never thought he can do it. I know he can be a substitution goalkeeper. I know that he could play rugby at school, he could play cricket. He's a good swimmer, whatever, but in terms of being a right back, I never thought he can do that. And I was really, really surprised.
Nkata has been at the Diambar Academy for 1 year and still has 4 more to go. He says he already feels he has changed for the better because of the hard work and the discipline the academy requires. If a child does not pass at school, they are expelled from the academy.
The year that I came into Diambars, it was very hard for me to adapt. So I got into a lot of trouble with the teachers. So I decided to change, and the boarding masters were very hard. Sometimes if you come late for supper, you just don't get any food. Or you just get punishment, then you get your food. But it's nice because you learn. You learn a lot from it. Then when you come back home, then you can actually see that, you know what, I've actually changed.
In just 3 years, the Diambars Academy has built a strong reputation in South Africa. Last year, the Academy won prestigious Premier League tournament in South Africa in every division they entered. Emily Yob for VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.